Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, February 27, 2025.
China's bold economic move. China is making a bold move by adding at least 400 billion yuan, or about $55.13 billion US dollars, to its largest banks as part of a major economic boost. This financial support will help key state-owned banks like the Agricultural Bank of China and the Bank of Communications. The plan aims to be completed by the end of June 2025, with exact amounts still being decided. Facing challenges like low credit demand and rising bad loans, the government is stepping in to stabilize the banking sector, valued at around 1 trillion US dollars. The National People's Congress will kick off its annual session on March 5, 2025. Where more measures to support the economy may be revealed. This capital injection marks a significant action since the global financial crisis, raising questions about the future of banking in China.
China's military drills near Taiwan heighten tensions. China has staged military drills near Taiwan, raising alarms in the region. On February 26, 2025, 32 Chinese military aircraft and warships were spotted off Taiwan's southwest coast, prompting Taiwan's defense ministry to call the actions provocative and risky. These exercises occurred about 40 nautical miles from Taiwan, underscoring the pressure the island faces from China, which sees it as a breakaway province. Wang Huning, a senior leader in the Chinese Communist Party, emphasized the need for reunification with Taiwan, reflecting China's firm stance. Meanwhile, Taiwan's government insists that only its people can decide their future. The international community is closely watching these developments, as they could significantly impact peace and stability in the Taiwan Strait and the wider Indo-Pacific region. The situation remains tense, with Taiwan's defense ministry on high alert.
U.S. and Ukraine close to minerals deal. A major deal is on the verge of being finalized between the United States and Ukraine regarding access to Ukraine's critical minerals. A senior official stated that they are very close to reaching an agreement. However, Ukraine is still waiting for important security promises to help counter Russian forces. The U.S. is also looking to tap into $500 billion in potential revenue from these mineral deposits. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has not confirmed these reports, but is expected to speak to the media soon. The negotiations come amid strained relations, especially after former President Donald Trump suggested using Ukraine's mineral wealth to repay military aid, a proposal Zelensky rejected. As Zelensky prepares for his upcoming visit to Washington, D.C., the possibility of a peace deal within 30 to 60 days remains uncertain. The outcome of these discussions could significantly influence military support and international relations, especially given the vital role of rare earth minerals in modern technology.
Impact of proposed tax cuts on U.S. social programs. President Donald Trump and the Republican Party are pushing for tax cuts that could reduce federal revenue by about $4.5 trillion over the next decade. This plan also suggests spending cuts of around $2 trillion, with social programs like Medicaid and SNAP likely facing significant reductions. The Senate is reviewing this measure after it was advanced by the House of Representatives, where Republicans hold narrow majorities. The House has asked a committee to identify $880 billion in cuts related to health insurance programs, including Medicaid and Medicare. Democrats warn that simply targeting waste and fraud won't provide the necessary savings and could leave many at-risk patients uninsured. Currently, over 79 million Americans are enrolled in Medicaid or the Child Health Insurance Program, known as CHIP. The proposed cuts also extend to education and labor, with $330 billion targeted over the next 10 years. Trump has promised not to cut Social Security or Medicare benefits, which account for over 20% of federal spending. As the national debt continues to grow, addressing these financial challenges will require careful consideration and cooperation from both parties.
UN Human Rights Chief criticizes Israel's actions in Gaza. Volker Turk, the United Nations Human Rights Chief, has sharply criticized Israel for its military actions in Gaza, claiming a blatant disregard for human rights. A recent UN report raised serious concerns about violations of international law by both Israel and Hamas, stating that nothing can justify Israel's military conduct. The report also condemned Hamas for launching projectiles into Israeli territory, labeling these acts as war crimes. The conflict escalated on October 7, 2023, when Hamas attacked southern Israel, resulting in around 1,200 deaths and over 250 hostages taken. In response, Israeli military operations in Gaza have led to the tragic loss of more than 48,000 Palestinian lives. The humanitarian situation in Gaza is dire, with widespread destruction of homes, hospitals, and schools. Turk highlighted that Israeli restrictions have worsened this crisis. A Palestinian representative at the UN accused Israel of committing war crimes and genocide, claiming essential aid has been denied. The European Union supports calls for an independent investigation into these violations. This ongoing conflict underscores the urgent need for a resolution to the Israeli-Palestinian crisis, which has persisted for decades.
Germany's political landscape shifts as coalition talks begin. Germany's Social Democrats, known as the SPD, are preparing for crucial coalition talks with a conservative party led by Friedrich Merz, following a stunning electoral blow that marked their worst defeat since World War II. The SPD is cautious about committing to a coalition and has openly criticized Merz's negotiating style. In a strategic move to refresh their leadership, they elected Lars Klingbeil as their new parliamentary party leader. Investors are closely watching these discussions, especially the SPD's push for a new defense fund and proposed changes to the debt brake, a rule that limits government borrowing. Economists are advocating for a quick easing of this rule to help Germany's economy recover and to fund necessary military upgrades amid rising international tensions with Russia and the United States. Klingbeil has emphasized the importance of strengthening the Bundeswehr, Germany's armed forces, while also calling for confidentiality in negotiations. Public opinion on the debt brake is split, with nearly half of Germans supporting its loosening. As coalition negotiations unfold, the outcome will hinge on the support of smaller parties in parliament, especially with new lawmakers set to be sworn in by March 25, 2025.
Trump's gold card visa proposal. U.S. President Donald Trump has unveiled a bold plan for a gold card visa to tackle the massive national debt and labor shortages in key industries. This high-quality visa will cost companies $5 million and aims to draw top immigrant workers to fill vital roles. With the U.S. facing significant economic challenges, including rising debt and a competitive job market, this initiative could be a game-changer. By selling these visas, the government hopes to boost revenue and ease the national debt, a major worry for decision-makers. This proposal highlights the urgent need for skilled labor, especially in technology and healthcare. Announced in Washington, D.C., the timing is crucial, aligning with broader economic discussions. While the gold card visa concept may raise questions, it represents a potential shift in U.S. immigration policy, favoring skilled workers and influencing public opinion on immigration.
FTC investigates corporate diversity practices. The U.S. Federal Trade Commission, or FTC, has kicked off an investigation into possible illegal cooperation among major corporations regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion, known as DEI. This comes as DEI initiatives face intense scrutiny, especially since President Trump took office in January 2025, pushing to roll back these efforts in American workplaces. The FTC's new task force will look into whether companies like McDonald's, Target, and PepsiCo have worked together unlawfully on their DEI policies, potentially limiting job opportunities for certain groups based on race, gender, or sexual orientation. Chairman Andrew Ferguson pointed out that deceptive labor practices are widespread and affect workers across many industries. The task force will also explore issues like non-compete agreements and fraud against franchisees. This investigation highlights ongoing debates about corporate responsibility and the government's role in workplace regulation. As the FTC moves forward, the outcomes could reshape how companies approach DEI, impacting hiring practices and workplace culture across the nation.
Inflation risks from tariffs on Chinese imports. A new research paper from the New York Federal Reserve warns that tariffs on Chinese imports could lead to rising prices for American consumers. Originally announced by President Trump, these tariffs aim to eliminate tax-free arrangements for low-cost goods entering the U.S. Although Trump paused this action earlier in February, concerns about its economic impact remain. The research shows that small shipments from China have helped many products avoid these tariffs, but up to $50 billion in imports could soon be affected. Economists believe that these tariffs, combined with other policies, might increase inflation at a time when prices had been stabilizing. Federal Reserve officials are cautious, with Governor Waller suggesting that any new tariffs would likely cause only a temporary price bump. However, growing worries about inflation are reflected in a recent drop in consumer confidence, as reported by the Conference Board. This situation highlights the complexities of U.S.-China trade relations and their potential effects on everyday life.
FAA considers switching Verizon contract to Starlink. The U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, is close to canceling a $2.4 billion contract with Verizon Communications. This deal was intended to upgrade a crucial aviation communication system. Instead, the FAA is considering awarding the contract to Starlink, the satellite internet service from SpaceX, founded by Elon Musk. This potential change could be a game changer for both companies. If the FAA proceeds, it might hurt Verizon's revenue and market position in the competitive telecommunications industry. For Starlink, winning this contract could enhance its reputation and expand its market share. This situation highlights the ongoing evolution of communication systems in aviation, which are vital for safety and efficiency. The FAA's decision could influence future contracts with private companies, reflecting a growing trend of integrating innovative technologies into government operations.
FBI links North Korea to major cryptocurrency heist. The Federal Bureau of Investigation has tied North Korea to a staggering heist, stealing around $1.5 billion in digital assets from the cryptocurrency exchange Bybit. This incident highlights a troubling trend of cybercrime linked to North Korea, which has a history of using hacking to fund its regime. Known as Trader Trader, this operation quickly converted stolen assets into Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies, making it harder to trace the money. Bybit, based in Singapore, serves over 60 million users and has become a prime target for cybercriminals. The FBI's warning emphasizes the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity measures to protect digital assets. Experts stress that both exchanges and users must enhance their security protocols to prevent such attacks. This hack raises serious concerns about the stability of the cryptocurrency market and the potential for increased regulatory scrutiny. As North Korea continues its cyber activities, the threat to international security and financial systems remains significant.
Italy's call for increased defense spending. Italy is urging the European Union to allow member countries to increase their defense spending without breaking budget rules. This request comes as the United States pressures Italy to enhance its security contributions. Currently, Italy's defense spending is expected to reach 1.61% of its GDP by 2027, still below NATO's target of 2%. U.S. President Donald Trump has even suggested raising that target to 5%. Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni supports a proposal from European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen to exclude defense spending from EU budget limits. During a press conference in Rome, Meloni stressed the need for further solutions. Economy Minister Giancarlo Giorgetti highlighted that boosting defense spending could stimulate economic growth. Discussions are ongoing about using around 90 billion euros from the EU's recovery fund for defense purposes, although this funding may not be accessed before the 2026 deadline. The backdrop to these discussions includes rising geopolitical tensions in Europe, particularly due to Russia's actions in Ukraine, as the U.S. advocates for increased defense spending among NATO allies.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's Headphone News. News summary brought to you by AI.